For years now, activist student groups have pressured their administrations to divest from weapons manufacturers and defense contractors, many as part of the BDS campaign, or Boycott, Divest, and Sanctions campaign against Israel. In 2016, the Associated Students of Portland State University passed a resolution calling on PSU to divest from any institutions that profit from human rights violations against Palestinians. In 2021, ASPSU passed a new resolution calling on the PSU administration to cut ties with Boeing specifically. Pressure on the administration has intensified in recent months, with student groups shutting down a PSU board meeting on January 6 to press their demands. I was at the board meeting and also attended the event on April 22nd, when a faculty and student group presented a petition to President Ann Cudd, signed by over 1,200 faculty and staff, students, and community members, protesting disciplinary actions taken against student organizers for disrupting the meeting. So, Mike, as a legal scholar and attorney, what is your assessment of the case that the students have against Boeing and their calls for the university to cut ties with the company?
Well, Boeing is a chief supplier to Israel of jet planes, of bombs, of helicopters, of a whole variety of military weapons. Boeing is generally known for making passenger planes. But as we all know, anybody who ever travels, their planes are not as reliable as they once were. Boeing has a reputation of a civilian airplane maker, but their profits have been at least half based on defense work. Defense in the, it's a ludicrous word for what they do. It's all really ways of blowing things up and blowing people up. But that's now become, with the collapse of their civilian plane sales, a really important part. In fact, it supplies, according to their quarterly report yesterday, more than two-thirds of their profits. And Boeing has just moved, they moved from Seattle to Chicago for financial reasons, but now they've moved to Arlington, Virginia, where they have $13 million a year budgeted for lobbying, and they're essentially becoming a government defense contractor. They're losing out to Airbus on passenger sales. So Boeing has been a direct beneficiary of recent huge increases in money supplied to Israel for war making. In fact, Israel is required to spend their money with American manufacturers, Boeing being a leading one, who supply them with their bombs and their tracking devices and every other piece of equipment they use militarily.
President Cudd has several arguments in defense of the university's ties with Boeing, which amount to accepting contributions from Boeing for student scholarships. There's a room in the business school apparently named for Boeing in honor of their contributions, and that the university has no direct investments in Boeing, and Boeing does not produce weapons or defense-related contracts here in Oregon. They make apparently commercial airplane parts. So, what would be your re response to those grounds for defending PSU's continued relationship with Boeing?
Well, her grounds are hyper-technical. The basic reason for divesting from Boeing and cutting all contacts with Boeing is Boeing's active participation and profiting from genocide. That's what's happening. Now, students have yet to develop financial interests in the world, and therefore they can see clearly what's going on, that every day men, women, and children are being blown apart. Schools, cemeteries are being blown apart with Boeing-used weapons. They are coming from a moral place. President Cudd has some interests in that Boeing gives a trivial amount of money for scholarships, but I think the whole point of divesting means to completely cut contact with Boeing. It should not be hard because it's not extensive. There are some traditional connections with Boeing, but they're not really important to the university. And if the university is going to take any sort of moral stance about the most dramatic systematic slaughter of civilians that has happened in decades anywhere in the world, then they should divest.
You know, one of the faculty members who spoke when the group presented their petition and complaint at the president's office, she wasn't there, was presented to her assistant, was that PSU proudly proclaims its role as a global community member promoting justice and enlightened practices around the world. And there seems to be a perverse irony in its support, in Boeing's support for their global supply chain program. You can get a bachelor's or a master's degree in business at PSU in global supply chain management. And Boeing is itself very proud of their being a community partner, making the world a better place. And of course, if you follow that global supply chain very far, it takes you to really dark places. So it's not as though the program emphasizes, you know, better reclining seats in their commercial airplanes or more secure doors. They are specifically supporting a global supply chain management program.
Well, what that does, it arranges something that's very tricky and hard to do, and that is transfer a 2,000-pound bomb from place A to place B when you've got to cross land, cross oceans, and get it. The whole process of supply distributing these supplies is indeed intricate, but it's, and in fact, it's essential toward making war and toward killing men, women, and children in Gaza, is arranging how you do this complex process of manufacturing and then distributing successfully and getting to the right place these bombs. Distribution, supply chain distribution, it's an essential part of war making, of killing.
So before we close today with, I think, our recognizing the courage and the persistence and the resilience of so many student activists here at Portland State, specifically Super Students United for Palestinian Equal Rights, but campus groups, Jewish Voice for Peace, and many others around the country who are being arrested for occupying places, peaceful occupation on their campuses. Before closing, what's your take on the legal risks students are facing who, in many cases, do choose to be arrested to make a statement as a political strategy? And that's part of the organizing and intentional planning of some of these actions, although others involve the precipitous call for policing, as in Colombia, where the president called in the NYPD and roughed up students and arrested them. So sometimes they're part of an intentional plan for civil disobedience, sometimes not.
Well, Jan, it's a classic confrontation. Students see clearly because they have no financial or political interests in what's going on. And they see an atrocious, systematic slaughter of people. Now, their superiors, those who contribute to the universities, who run the universities, who rely on the universities for employees, they've been dealing with Israel directly and indirectly for decades now, and they have a sort of a set view of what's going on. They cannot see that that set view has been qualitatively changed by what's happened over the last few months. So there's square confrontation. They're trying to suppress the students who are trying to get the clear sense of morality out, their vision out there, their description simply of the facts of what's going on. Who's bombing who? Who's killing who? Who's dying? And that means there are going to be First Amendment conflicts, and they will continue to occur. The borderline between expression and agitation is always a disputed one, and there's going to be disputes. They will vary from case to case. In Columbia, where they invited the New York Police Department in to arrest students who had paid tens of thousands of dollars to be on that campus, who give that campus its life, is an atrocious move that will reverberate for months ahead.
They were arrested. Many were arrested for trespassing. It reminds me of indigenous groups who have called out the obscene irony of being trespassing on lands that indigenous people have claims to. So there's always that issue of trespassing. Who owns the land? Oh, okay, Mike. Well, we will continue to follow the protests, and we hope they can continue to build and make a difference, because it's certainly inspiring as well as appalling and sad and horrifying what's happening in Gaza and occupied territories.
And let's hope Portland State is successful, and the students are successful in cutting all contacts, all dependents, all connections with Boeing Incorporated.
Yes.